No.
I mean, we're entitled to. No, we're not.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
There we go. Man, that powerful music. Hey, right. Welcome. Well, first of all, God has moved as he always does and got us back on the air. The manager came in and called the people, our tech support folks, and they remoted into the system, and they got us going again. So praise God.
I think Jesus did it all.
Well, he did it all, but through his hands and his feet, right?
Yes.
Amen.
And so the smarts people up there with their tech support, God used them.
Divine intervention.
Oh, but anyway, we're back on the air, and we were on the air anyway, live, but you wouldn't have gotten any of our programs. You did miss... 10 o'clock leading the way, and then 10:30 is fellowship with God. Now I do believe both those programs will play again 12 hours from the time they. So tonight at 10 and 10:30, they will play again, so you can listen to them. We apologize for that. Our system is so fragile. We've got a new software thing we're going to be instituting as soon as all the hardware and all the tweaks are done. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be a blessed day, except for the screaming of the producers who have to learn new software. But anyway, it's not today. Welcome to the front line. We have some tremendous guests. They're familiar to you. Their names will be. But first, we have our tremendous, erudite, Holy Spirit-filled co-host, Ed Skiba and Ann Limhoko. Ed, welcome. It's good to see you, bro.
Erudite. That's not like a troglodyte, is it?
Well, no.
it's a compliment. Don't worry.
It's a troglodyte with a good haircut. We were talking about hair earlier. Yes. Ed, what do you think about Palm City today?
Another beautiful South Florida morning.
Absolutely. Right.
Praise
here.
God. We're alive. We're awake.
We have all of those things, and on top of the ground, as you like to say.
Amen. On the correct side of the grass.
Yeah.
Let's stay on top of the ground.
And again, always good to see you. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Being here.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes.
Very happy to be here, as always.
Amen. Oh, always a pleasure.
I'm happy
a thrill.
To be anywhere right now.
I kind of agree with you, bro. We're in the same neighborhood age-wise. You know, he's differently in a better neighborhood than I am. Anyway,
numerically
higher numbers.
Wise.
Yeah,
more wise.
I lean on him all the time. If he moved quick, I'd fall over. Anyway, sorry. This is not stand-up comedy because we're all sitting down.
Danger, no danger of that.
No danger of that.
Yeah,
really. Anyway, we do have a serious presentation today. We've got two guests that I'm going to we're going to introduce as soon as I have a couple of announcements we need to make. They're important. They didn't come in time to put them in the community calendar. First one is today, July 22nd, Monday 22nd of July 2024, is the last day to register to vote or to change your party affiliation in Martin County.
Amen.
Now, we're in 12 counties. I don't know the other counties have similar dates. But if you wanted to do that, you'd best check with your supervisor of elections in your county and see what those dates and times are. In Martin County, the elections office is going to conduct a voter registration drive today at the Robert Morgade Library, located at 5851 Southeast Community Drive in Stewart. That's right off of Salerno Road.
Salerno
Road is near the campus of U.S.
Right. Yeah, right,
yes.
Right next to Cleveland Clinic South.
Just down from Cleveland Clinic South.
Yep.
And so if you want to register a voter, change your party affiliation, today's the last day to do it. Update anything else. You moved? You know, if your signature has changed, that's an outside possibility for some people. Anyway, whatever it is you need to change so that you can vote legally in the upcoming dates, then this is the day to do it at the Moorgate Library. And if you're unsure of what your status is, you can go on to the martinvotes.gov website. It's martinvotes.gov website. Click Access Your Voter Information under What's New tab, or call the elections office at 772-288-5637. That's 772-288-5637. The other announcement is that Aglow International, the Boynton Beach Lighthouse, which is that local group of Aglow International members, is having a guest speaker, Pastor Dan West, and his prayer team of Restoration Bridge International. They're ministering on finances, and if something most Christians are really poor at least in my view, it's finances. It's going to be this coming Saturday, the 27th of July. Admission is free from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Coastal Chapel, 1510 High Ridge Road, Lake Worth Beach, Florida, 33461. And that's, of course, that's Palm Beach County. But if God has put it on your heart to learn more about how to do finances from his perspective, this is what you need to do this. It's 11 to 1 p.m., Coastal Chapel, 1510 High Ridge Road, Lake Worth Beach, Florida.
God told me about finances. He told me there's a very simple rule to follow. If you don't have it, don't spend it.
Yes, that's an excellent bit of advice, mm-hmm. one which
especially in America.
It took me a while to test, especially in America, where I think debt
our
is...
Our deficit.
Debt is the biggest industry in the world. Debt is the biggest industry in the world.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, we have two guests, and their names are going to be familiar to you. Luann Linehan and James Wrench. They are co-hosting the ever-popular... And I'm serious. You know, you laugh. It's fun. It's not. It's a joyful laugh.
Amen.
Because
yes.
The program is Kingdom Recovery.
Glory to God.
And have you been on the air a year with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, a year, over a year.
Over a year.
And
praise the Lord.
Now I appreciate it as a delivered alcoholic, because it's really going deep spiritually, mm-hmm. biblically, into the 12-step program. And I'm telling you that, honestly, if you were to listen to this program for a year, I'm sure if you applied to any college or university in the nation, you could clep the first year of studies in a graduate program.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just deep, it's broad. What they cover is just, it's anyway, listen for yourself every Friday at 5 p.m. here at WCNO 89.9. They're here today to talk specifically about healing and deliverance. Now, before you say, I ain't going to listen to that stuff, don't turn your dial. Because, honestly, we have more and more people who, because we broadcast the truth, we're biblically based, and there are so many things that, I'm just going to speak for myself. When I was growing up in the church, as a Christian now, not growing up in the church, although if I didn't leave the church when I did, I'd be taller probably. But anyway, the church that I grew up in, a mainline Christian church, didn't cover healing and deliverance at all except from the scriptures, and didn't talk about it as an ongoing reality. Now, healing from time to time, you'd have prayer in a very special liturgical environment, but nobody talked about deliverance.
Right.
Nobody. And that today is still a topic that many pastors completely avoid in their teaching and their preaching. And yet, what is being done in the scriptures, Old and New Testament, and which is God intended to continue until, you know, at least Jesus comes back again,
amen,
is that every aspect of living as a believing, born-again Christian in the kingdom of God right now, of which there are many benefits because of our citizenship in the kingdom, two of which, and they're linked, is healing and deliverance.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, just I've been healed many times, and I wanted to witness. I've received laying on of hands, anointing with holy oil, and I walked away healed from some. Now, they weren't major issues, but they were clearly things that I was, I mean, somewhere I, my healing, the healing that I remember the most is two stories I'll tell quickly. One is 40 years ago, let's say, I went to a healing, I went to, a, well, it was a at Assemblies of God Church in Winter Haven, Florida, and one of my favorite speakers was going to be there. So I went to hear him, and there after the service, whoops, now that's my phone. Now listen,
oh, by
folks.
The way, folks, the Lord is calling. The Lord is calling him, so please
let's,
have
this
grace.
Is a test to see, amen. Turn off your phones, yeah. Here in the studio.
I set mine to stun.
You did? Okay. Well, I'm going to do that, or I thought I had done
that.
It. I thought I'd done it. But anyway, I went to, after the service, they had invited people to come up for healing prayer. I went up, and the Lord had told me, have him pray for your eyes. And I could see. You know, I needed glasses, corrective lenses to drive and such. But I went up, and I said, God told me he wanted me to heal my eyes. And so he prayed, laid hands, you know, oil, the whole thing. I was 30 years old. On my 63rd birthday, I went to renew my driver's license, and because of my age, I had to have an eye test. And I did the eye test. I could see clearly without any corrective lenses.
Awesome.
God answered the prayer.
Praise God.
You know, 33 years later.
Amen.
Mm. Now, I'd forgotten until he reminded me, but the point was, it's his time and not mine. Mm-hmm. And the other healing was recently, and Ed understands this because we all at our age, we have coronary issues. And I was having a lot of chest pain. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was indigestion. And so I finally went to an internist, and as soon as I explained my symptoms and how they seemed to increase when I was at the gym, he immediately said, "We ain't gonna do any more with you. You're gonna go to a cardiologist." And now again, I'd been praying for healing for all of that. I had hands laid on me for months because this was a recurring issue. So the cardiologist did a stress test. He had some things he was concerned about. A heart cath showed a 95% blockage in the artery they call the widowmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, wow. The lower descending aortic artery. And so they put in a stent. Now, some people will say, "Well, God didn't heal you immediately." And I would say, God doesn't always do that, right? My two stories of major healing took time.
Actually, he did. Used a doctor to do it.
Well, he used a doctor to do it. And so we also know that God uses medical professionals, sure. To bring about, they'll participate in the healing process. So those are two of many. And I've walked away from healing, amen. Prayer being immediately healed. So it's been there, but it happens today. That was my preamble. I'm sorry.
Can I say something really quickly?
You can.
Can you
say it quicker? Though?
No, I said when you said that at your age, there's coronary issues, I want to say no.
No, I know.
To not receive that or not even declare that.
Right. Many people in my age group have more moments when they have,
yes.
to consider that.
Okay.
But there's also people, younger people, that have it too. And so, yeah, it's not limited to us, and I'm not going to claim it.
Yes.
Because God has healed me of that.
Amen.
Tell you what we're going to do. We normally would have a break now because I kept yammering on. We're not going to take this break. I'm going to get it out of the system. And if I can, no, I can't do that. Well, all right. System, computers are being worked on.
Yeah.
Let's not even worry about it.
Yeah.
So Luann Linneken and James Wrench. I'd love for you to start, and either one can go. Talk about the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in the church today. In terms of healing and deliverance.
Yeah. Can I want to read a scripture because it's on my heart.
Sure.
And it's in 1 Peter 1:22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love and one another fervently with the pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So one of the reasons because you said, like, what is the word and the truth? So if the word lives on forever and ever, and the word says that we are to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It doesn't change. That means it's forever and ever. So I wanted to bring in a scripture that if I am a new creation, I have a new nature, God's nature in me. That's what the Holy Spirit desires to continue to do forever and ever until I'm off of this earth and I'm with him. Then there's no need for it. Hallelujah. But as we are his ambassadors here on earth, we are his feet, hands, mouth, his even his thoughts should line up with his will. We have to surrender ourselves. So if we don't believe, and believing is giving my life, my soul, my body, my spirit to the Lord. And it says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And that was a direct commandment to the disciples. And then he says, you will do greater things.
Yes.
When I no longer can be with you, but I'm going to send the helper, the one that allows you to be able to, as long as you cooperate. You have to be in alignment. You have to be in agreement. And he says that even if two people would, put it this way, even people without the Holy Spirit, I'm just going to say, there's spiritual laws that happen whether you're in the kingdom or not, right? If you jump off a building, we always say you're going to, gravity, you fall. If two people are in agreement, you're yoked together, you're more likely to be successful, whether it's a negative thing or a positive thing, in that area together. Then, so even as believers, when two or more gather, he's in the midst, the power is even more. You know, like we can multiply even more of the power. So that scripture is really important because it's about the new man identity.
Yes.
We need to be walking, talking, thinking in the new man identity for us to be able to not only receive ourselves, but to be able to give what God gave us. So
basically knowing our authority in Christ.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's the power and authority in him. That once I step out, if I can, one of the scriptures I was reading this morning is when let the physician heal himself, thyself, you know, and that's basically, you know, Jesus didn't have to prove himself because, you know, it's his hometown, but it's having him in us, giving it to others. That's what it's all about. You know, it's about us living it first.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because I have many healings and pretty dramatic ones in my life, but I'm going to let James talk now because this is his passion.
It is his passion.
Yay.
And James has ministered to me personally, and God has worked through him. And
amen.
I have great deliverance.
Praise God.
And of course, there's more in standing in line waiting.
Yeah, and
we'll
recently,
have to make another appointment. But
yeah, we just misunderstand deliverance, you know.
Yes.
And I had to turn my headset off.
It's okay. We're all
sorry.
We're all just kind of staggering along today. That's okay.
Yeah, my phone's over there ringing. I got it turned off, but this headset was buzzing away. I don't know if you could hear that. But, you know, the Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
That's right.
So what does that mean, you know? I journeyed in the journey of healing. In 1989, I got filled with the Spirit, and I just, the conviction of the Lord came. I quit sleeping my girlfriend that I was living with. I quit drinking. I drank since 1989. I quit doing drugs. And then I started fasting one day, and he told me to go out and pray for someone. And I was very insecure. I had tons of fear at that time in my life. And most introverted person you probably would ever meet. And I went home for a half hour crying in my living room. I can't do this. I don't know him. And please don't make me do this. And after a half hour, I didn't hear anything. I said, and that's the only time I'd ever heard the Lord at that time. And so I said, well, I know you told me to go. You're not telling me I don't have to go. So I went and prayed for the guy, and God instantly healed the guy. So I just started praying for everybody. And I had about 13 years of praying for, you know, I don't care if you fixing to get your tooth pulled, what it was, I'd pray. And God was just showing up.
Wow.
And mightily. My brother, his tailbone was broke. He was a drug addict his whole life, played in a band, two crushed discs. He flipped 17 times in a car, couldn't hardly walk. I went up there, and, you know, I'm like, can I pray for you? And he's like, well, you can pray later. He didn't believe nothing. And then when I went to leave, well, go ahead and pray for me. And God just instantly healed him and totally sold out to God, too. And
wow.
There's a lot more to that story that's really neat. But anyway, 13 years in the journey, I got under a spiritual attack. I didn't know anything about demons. I knew they caused epilepsy. That's the only thing I knew. And in that, it took me on a study. And I ran into Henry Wright, who was teaching on spiritual roots behind different diseases. And I'm listening to him, and I realized I had prayed for probably over 1,000 people. I mean, I flew all the way to Costa Rica praying for people because people came, seen my videos, and came here, got healed. I, will you fly over here? You know, just went to Georgia, went around. But I realized, this is in 2002, I had a lot of people to look back on, and I realized I hadn't seen one disease healed. And I never thought of a disease any different than... Now, I'd seen cancer disappear a lot. I've seen tumors go under my hand, but I had not seen diabetes healed. I hadn't seen Crohn's healed. I wasn't seeing any of these things healed. And I never thought of them as any different than broken bones that were instantly healed, broken neck instantly healed. I've seen a lot of stuff through the years. And then he started teaching on the causes of diseases, and I'm like, man, that's exactly like this. 30 people I prayed for with diabetes, you're describing them to a T, you know? And then I was able to go back and start getting people healed dealing with roots, you know? And then as you start looking deeper in scriptures, about every healing scripture, if you're in like Mark 11:23, pray, believe you receive, you shall have whatsoever you ask. Well, the next verse says, if you have aught against any, forgive that your Father may forgive you. James, pray, lay hands on the sick. The next verse, if you have, confess your faults one to another, that you may be healed. It's just over and over in scripture. Romans 13:8, if we walk in love, we fulfill the law. And if you walk in love, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not fornicate, you shall not have jealousy, and all these things. Proverbs 14:30, enviness is a rottenness of the bones. A lady 30 years could hardly walk, had from 30 years old till 60, devastated with osteoporosis. After 2 hours of teaching, it was Henry Wright teacher, or a guy at the, not him, but a guy at the ministry, she was totally healed. The doctor's like, your bone density increased 15-18%. You have the bones of a 30-year-old woman. She said, I got right with God. I have a sin called envy and jealousy. Doctor probably thought she's cuckoo. 6 weeks later, sent a letter, and I fulfilled my lifelong dream of walking along the way into Israel for 6 weeks. I'm as strong as a teenager. So that took me on a journey over the last 20 years of, you know, 4 weeks ago, I was in a Bible study. And the enemy will trick you because, like, people with these anaphylactic reactions, these allergies, they'll all tell you they had chemical exposure. Well, it's not the chemicals. Well, I'm sitting in a Bible study and almost fell for that. The lady starts crying. There's only like five of us in there. And I had been teaching on spirits and deliverance. And she had had a partial hysterectomy. Her body went in reaction. She has... rheumatoid arthritis, can't wear a wedding ring, all her bones swelling, her thyroid's out, her blood's all out. And I went to pray. I'm like, this ain't hysterectomy. I know the roots of this. So I led her through forgiving herself and so on, and a lot like, it's a lot like the same roots of plaque. And command that spirit to go. I said, stand up, Miriam. She goes, I don't have to. All my pain just totally left when you told me.
So you're talking about the roots,
Yeah. So she goes to the doctor, and he's, and she didn't have the nerve to say anything, but he kept saying, I don't understand this. I've never seen this. This is not possible. You, everything's perfect. Your thyroid's perfect. The rheumatoid's gone. Every blood, all your blood is perfect. This doesn't make any sense. This is not possible. I was like, why do you tell him?
God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Amen.
Let me read some scripture to you, and then I'll ask you to respond to this. I think this is a core statement in the Bible, a direct revelation from God about what you're just talking about. It's from Romans 8. Everybody knows Romans. Romans 8, verse 1 through, I can't remember all the verses, but it starts with verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Amen.
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And then he goes on to say, verse 9, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, it seems to me this verse, and when we talk about kingdom living, that this verse speaks to us who have received Jesus as Lord and Savior, and we have been baptized, and we know in baptism the Spirit comes as comes within us, but then is also the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes on us, in us, and then on us, we receive that. And this is these are things available to, and Jesus even expects us in the kingdom to receive, to ask for these things and receive them. But this also paints a wonderful portrait of what kingdom living looks like when we are in the Spirit and not in the flesh. What we're talking about in terms of healing and deliverance is those, I'm going to say, and we use the phrase in process, you know, because I was saved almost 50 years ago, but I have been learning about kingdom living ever since then, and I'm still learning. Okay, I'm going to throw that out.
So I just want to say, when we hear the word flesh, for me, one of the things that God has put in my spirit, the Holy Spirit has taught me to read it as, is flesh is my old nature, my old man nature. So whenever I'm in the flesh, I'm in my old man thinking, my old man speaking, my old man behaviors. When I'm in the new man identity, that's the Spirit, man. And that's allowing my spirit to rise above my flesh, and to rise above, even, you know, it's when I first came into the kingdom or sobriety or whatever, I was about body, soul, and then dead spirit. Didn't even exist. It was dead. But my body dictated even my thinking. If it felt good, looked good, taste good, all of that was, you know, if it wasn't, then, you know, it influenced me. So now my spirit, the spiritual nature, has to influence my soul. The soul's in the middle of it all. That's the battleground right there. So I have a choice. Either I'm going to let my flesh or my spirit dictate what the soul, because the soul then will act out. Because our soul is really the heart mind, the heart ears, the heart, you know, words that are really treasures in our
Our mind, will, and emotions
Our mind, will, and emotion. It's that, but it's in the, when we're in our spirit, we're in the heart part of it. When we're in our flesh, we're in the head part of it. So if we can understand that concept, it's easy because it doesn't line up with the Word of God. You know, we can actually, like, sift through it, that thought. Sift through, take captive the thought. We can sift through it because we bring it to God. And then everything comes to correction and obedience to the Word of God. But if we're not taking those moments and we're responding or reacting, it's usually most likely out of the self, you know, the flesh, the natural man.
We're about to take a break, so I don't want to kind of stop here, but don't hold your thoughts back. Let them collect and release them when we come back on. But I hope that, I really hope the Lord has prepared our listeners today. Because I know every time we have this, anytime anything airs here at WCNO, God has always got people listening. They didn't even expect to, some of them. And so you're listening to this program. Maybe initially you were put off by talking about deliverance and healing because it's not part of your church culture and you're a little anxious. But you're staying with us. And if you're staying with us after being that anxious, you know it's God. He has a word for you today because there's something going on in your life that he wants to deliver you from so that you can have that better life in the kingdom of God that we're living in right now. And so with that in mind, hang on to that thought. We're going to be back in about a minute. Okay.
That's a lot of food.
All right.
We are we're back right now. Apparently our computer is still malfunctioning, so.
Okay.
That's okay. More time with our guests.
Here we go.
Hi, Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
All right.
David, I'm impressed you play those drums really well.
Really good, yeah. Right now it's the only instrument I can play and make sensible sounds.
Kettle drums that you can make tea at the same time.
Well, there you go. Welcome back to the front line. We're having a little fun here while we're also talking about some serious stuff and things that have been always been important to the body of Christ, and certainly today. We are talking about healing and deliverance. We're talking about the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in creation in the present time. And it's, I have to say before we go, because I always have something to say, you know, that goes.
Really, David? Really?
As I've told people in the past, I suspect that when you were a child, you were vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
Yes, and it was not even sharp. It was not, you know, back in my day, Ed, and so for yours, they sharpened those needles. They didn't throw them away.
Today, kids don't even know what a phonograph is.
You know, I mean,
I guess wax is coming back.
You know, back in my day when we were getting shots. Yep. You would know the needle was really not sharp when the nurse would say, "Give me a hammer." You know? Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, boy.
Let's. Listen, back to serious stuff.
Yes.
There are people that believe that miracles stopped happening when the last apostle died. And yet, when you read the Word of God, and I can go, but what God intends. You can see it in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and especially in the New Testament, where there's a great deal of clarity that is given by revelation to, well, through Jesus, obviously, and what the evangelists recorded, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and also Paul, writing about, and the great theology that God gave Paul to write. It's foundational from then on. And there is nowhere in the Word of God where one can justify God not doing miracles after the last apostle died. And the truth is you can believe that if you want, but we have witnessed, I've again shared my testimony. It's true, I'm not making it up. Others share their testimony, and you know it's true when you listen to them. And that throughout history, until even today and beyond today, until the end of creation as God has planned it, Holy Spirit's going to move to bring miraculous grace to the individual believer, and therefore through the testimony of those believers to the whole church. So that I just had to say that because some people are saying, well, I've been told, you know, this scripture says, you know, verifies the cessationist's position.
I want to read a scripture. When
would
you
do that? Yeah, I was going to ask you. That was my next thing.
Is Mark? Yes. So I'm all about the scripture.
Yeah, we should be.
Yeah.
Mark 16:15 says, "And he said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe.'"
Amen. Amen.
"In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongue. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Bible, we said it from the beginning, my first scripture was forever and ever.
Right.
The Bible is forever. So everything in this Bible is still now, is for now.
Yes.
It's for right now. This is the time, for such a time as this, is why you
who's ever listening maybe needs to hear it, why you were created. It's the purpose of your life is God's will to be acted out in through you. If you're a believer, it's supposed to be through you. So the more we spend time with him, and how do we do that? By reading his word. The Holy Spirit, we might be intimidated because, you know, our mind wants to tell us, oh, I don't understand that. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. You will be amazed before you're halfway through. Amen. Before you're halfway through, because I started with a little baby's Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about miracles. I've had healings. Mm-hmm. The just being born again is a miracle. Yeah. We've been delivered from darkness. So everybody listening, you are a carrier of a miracle that needs to be shared with someone else.
That's right.
So we all, if you believe Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you had your first miracle, sign and wonder.
Amen.
Was being removed from darkness into light. And that's the most amazing miracle, because if there was not even another miracle in my life, which I've had many, and I've witnessed many on others.
Right.
That's all we need. We're with him. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the opportunity to live a life in his presence and understand the word of God, understand what his will is for your life. He has a plan and purpose for each and every person listening right now. You didn't turn on to the station by accident. It was a divine appointment.
Yes.
So know that he hears you. You might not know, like the woman at the well, he heard not only what she spoke in her prayers, but what she thought in her prayers. Mm-hmm. What she was talking about, maybe she wasn't even praying. She was talking to herself. Maybe she didn't know. She was just talking, I can't believe I did this again. Blah, blah, blah. I've done it. Yeah. And all of a sudden, he shows up.
Sometimes talking to yourself is the only way you can have an intelligent conversation.
Ed. It's so funny. I love it.
But that's a good point. The Lord hears when we're just thinking things.
That's
he
right.
hears.
You know, there's something I'd like to address on that.
Yeah.
The element of faith.
Amen.
In Luke, twice Jesus said, first he said, receive your sight, your faith has made you well.
Amen.
And then he said, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well.
Right.
He emphasizes the fact that, yes, you can receive healing. I can lay hands on you. I can do everything the Bible says. But you have to have the faith to believe it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
How do you address that in your ministry? We do.
But you see, people can, with even a little bit of faith, right? That's all we need.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Everybody has.
And a modicum of faith. Yeah,
that's right.
We wouldn't be Christians if we didn't.
That's correct. That's James, right. You want to answer that? I know
you're
running around.
Because there's other things.
He's itching to answer.
Just praying, because I do have, I even have pastors that send people to me, they can't get healed. And 90% of the time, it's unforgiveness. And I do run into faith sometimes. God will have me give testimonies. I could see it rise up and pray, and all of a sudden they are healed. But most of the time it's unforgiveness. And I do want to share on here that what happens is, because the church has just as much disease as the world right now.
That's right.
Because we don't understand spiritual roots.
Yeah.
And what happens is you start hearing about laying hands on somebody. The only person you have nerve to do is go pray for your brother in church. Mm-hmm. And then nothing happens, and you have no faith, and, well, this is dumb. I prayed for four people. None of them were healed in church. And it's way easier to get non-believers healed, because when you're in know the Lord, you are a son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have unforgiveness as a son of God or other sin in your life, then that can block healing. Whereas non-believers, they're the easiest to get healed. I love praying for non-believers because they can have all the unforgiveness in the world. They're not a child of God. You wouldn't punish your neighbor's kid, you know? And he just shows up just to show him he's really God.
Mm.
And that's where the Bible tells us to go lay hands on him. There's time it's our faith, and there's time it's their faith.
Right.
And the more you know the Lord, the more you're
your
required
faith.
To have faith.
Correct.
And the more your love. And I'll give quick testimony on that if I could.
There's
a guy out by my shop. His back's hurting. He's at another shop, a couple shops down to mine. I'm like, hey, come in my shop a minute. And usually I do fight insecurity a little now. I'll sit them down, take their feet. They'll be out of line. And I won't even tell them what I'm doing. I go, watch your feet. And I'll go, Jesus, line this up. And they'll watch their feet. And then they're like, wow. And his buddy walks in while I'm praying. And then his buddy's like, he's healed. So his buddy's like, pray for my shoulder. His shoulder's healed. And I said, the same God that just healed you also died so you can live eternally with him if you want to have him as Lord of your life. I lead him to the Lord, and the guy says, well, I have diabetes. Well, there's no better time to do deliverance, healing of a spirit of infirmity or any kind of spirit than when someone just gets saved. Because when you get saved, all sin is forgiven.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
When you're praying for somebody that got saved at their 5 and they're 60, then you don't know how much unrepentant sins in their life, and you will run into that because demons are legalists. You got to understand, Jesus had a power thing with demons. We don't have a power struggle. We have a legal struggle.
Right.
And if you deal with the legal part, they come out easily. And I could give testimonies where you're casting them out, and you get them out, and they're back in, and you get them out a week later, and they're back in because there's a legal right. And when you get that legal right broke, boom, it's easy. No manifestation.
And the important thing, James, is that we teach before.
So anyway, the guy comes back a month later, and he's got a friend with him. He says, ever since you prayed, my blood sugar's perfect. He says, can you pray for my friend? I pray. He's just got an injury, which is no root. And I pray, nothing happens. He stands up, oh, it's just as bad. I said, sit down. I said, you know the Lord, don't you? He says, yeah. I said, you know I'm really good, don't you? He says, yeah. I said, you know how I know you know him so well? He says, no. I said, because you'd have been healed if you didn't. The problem is, you know the Lord, you have unforgiveness in your heart. I lead him through forgiveness and repenting, pray again, instantly healed. I've seen that over and over.
Yes, me too.
And also unbelief is another block.
Me too. Yes.
Well, Jesus even said he didn't come to bring miracles for the believer. Right. He came to believe him for the unbeliever.
Yeah. Right, we're actually supposed to walk in divine health.
Yep. That's right.
The problem is we come into the kingdom of God, picture a circle on the ground, and you have healing, you have prosperity, you have all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is people got one foot in the kingdom and one foot in unforgiveness, one foot in fear, one foot in pornography, one foot in and
addictions.
We are now a target for the devil.
Yeah.
There's diseases. I have people, arthritis show up after they get saved because they had no problem before. Now all of a sudden they're enemy number one to the enemy. He's got to stop us because you are a danger to him.
Yeah.
When you have both foot in the enemy's kingdom, you ain't getting hit like you are when you got one foot in the kingdom of God. He's going to hit you everywhere you shoot your other foot out of the kingdom. Biggest problem in the church.
Yep.
Amen.
James, I think you could address the legal rights that you mentioned and how demons can have legal rights, because I figure I don't know if everybody understands who's listening.
Let's,
or should we do it after the break?
Well, let's go ahead and take a break, because that's going to take longer, and I want to get into the whole thing, James. Okay.
Amen.
So the break's not going to be very long. As far as I know, we'll just see.
I think right now that is up to God, because
through your vote no on 4 on Election Day, you can prevent abortion from becoming the law of the land in Florida. Amendment 4 is not what it seems and way too extreme. Vote no and prevent the reversal of all the preborn life-saving progress of 35 years. Go to TooExtremeForFlorida.com for more information, and please vote no on 4.
Okay, we're back on. We're back. The last part, the last 15 or so minutes of the front line.
It goes by so fast.
Wow. Yeah. Now, I imagine it's been a whirlwind tour in your brain and in your spirit for some of our listeners anyway. We're dealing with a topic that I think it's a hot-button topic for the church today, healing and deliverance. Amen. And we have Luann Linneken here, James Wrench, both deeply involved in this area of ministry. And James was just, before we went to the break, was talking, the whole issue of the legal, as Ann had said, what are we talking about when we say devil has a legal right to get in and bring the illness and injury or whatever disease?
Lord gave me this little parable when I'm sharing in churches. Says, imagine you have an 8-year-old boy, he says, kind of go out in the front yard and play. And you say, if you promise you'll stay in the yard, I don't want you going across the street, those kids are trouble over there. I promise. You let him out. You look, he's across the street getting beat up. You go pull him back, rescue him. Next day, can I go out in the front yard and play? If you promise, you stay in the yard. I promise. You look, he's across the street getting beat up. You're like, maybe I'll let him get beat up a little bit. Maybe you'll learn. Go break it up. Next day, can I go out in the front yard and play? If you promise, you'll stay in the yard. I promise. You look out in the front yard. Your kids in your yard. Those kids came into your yard and are beating your kid up. You're going to be right out there. Hey, listen, you little kids. Mm-hmm. If you come in my yard, you got me to deal Amen. With. Mm-hmm. And our yard is the Bible.
Amen.
When we are in Scripture, when yes. we line mm-hmm. up with the Scripture,
right.
we have full protection from Daddy. But anywhere we step over in the devil's yard, in unforgiveness, mm-hmm. in all these different things, mm-hmm. in jealousy and envy, and it's usually the little sins. It's not usually adultery and these things that are mm-hmm. causing the diseases. Mm-hmm. It's usually just like high blood pressure. It's just fear and future, whether you're worried about your kids leaving or your wife leaving mm-hmm. or you're mm-hmm. making your money to pay the rent. You're meditating on future event. Your body releases ACTH in your bloodstream, makes your blood vessels shrink. You go to the doctor, they give you a beta blocker, sympathetic nervous system. The Bible says, New Testament, take no thought for tomorrow. Mm. When you quit worrying about tomorrow, high blood pressure goes. When you mm-hmm. forgive, arthritis leaves. I haven't prayed for healing of arthritis in years. Mm. When you lead them through forgiveness, it leaves mm-hmm. if they truly mm-hmm. forgive. And it's just, in the kingdom, all these things are promised. They'll Amen. Follow you. They'll overtake you. Healing will overtake you. Yes. But anywhere we're in the devil's playground, mm. he's got legal right.
What are some of the lies the devil tells people that want to hang on to unforgiveness? Why are they hanging on to it? Why do they believe it's a good thing?
I tell people, if you're not vertical, you're not going to get it horizontal. If I'm just trying to forgive you and I have no relationship going up and down with mm-hmm. the Lord, mm-hmm. because if you're totally doing it for the Lord, mm-hmm. and if you understood, when I forgive someone that's really wronged me, I'm giving the Lord a kiss. This is the most intimate thing. I can say, I love you, I love you, I love you. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Amen.
Well, when I do that, I'm giving him a hug. He loves that because I'm yeah. only doing it for him. Mm-hmm. So I'm just being honest. If you're not vertical, I don't think you can get it horizontal with forgiveness.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. Vertical.
What is it about the devil's lies that causes us to hang on to unforgiveness? I know, for instance, that, and I've been through this myself, that person really hurt me. Now, practically, we were in a church in Georgia, and I'm not going to belabor the point. Other listeners have heard this story in detail, but they were really nasty to myself and my family,
mm-hmm.
and many people just hated us. And I'm going to say because I came to preach the gospel, and they didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd have known that beforehand, but that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's some of that's on me. But the point is that the wounds that myself and my family received were great, and they were spiritual as well as then manifested in the physical and the emotional. And so that's been well over 20 years since we were delivered from there to come to this area. But and I believe that I've let go of stuff, but I remembered before. Spending time imagining what it might look like for some of those people to have revenge on them. Now, and here I am. I'm a believer. I was saved in 1976, and I'm a pastor.
Amen.
So, I mean, I'm telling you, and that was my sin. Mm-hmm. I loved to imagine revenge on these people because mainly I'm thinking what they did to my wife and my daughter.
Mm.
See, but I can't.
But God's the defender.
God is the defender. Amen. What does he say? Vengeance is mine,
right.
saith the Lord.
Amen.
Whether you're perpetrating it in reality or you're just imagining it.
Yeah. So
you can't
one of
go
the things
there.
That we were talking about with Kingdom Recovery is the 50 fruits of pride.
Right. Mm.
It usually always. If I'm affected, it's because I'm infected with myself. It's yeah. something in me that I feel offended. And if I'm really there to preach the gospel, it has nothing to do with me. It has yeah. to do with being of service to him.
Amen.
So I can't take it personal. If I'm taking anything personal, it's because I'm personalizing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I gotta
it's a pride
look
issue.
And then I just want to read another scripture right here. It says in 10:9. Here we go. Let
which,
me just
which
see.
Book?
1 John.
Okay.
1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
So the unrighteousness mm-hmm. is okay. So this is how I look at it. First, seek the kingdom, Jesus, and his righteousness, Holy Spirit, ability, power, teachings, interpretation for us, and these things will be added. Father God, will supply what I need to fulfill God's plan and purpose. So if I'm going into a place and I'm taking anything, I mean, I used to have to watch my eyes. I would roll my eyes because I was judging someone, you know, and I would notice if somebody rolled their eyes at me, you know what I'm saying? So I had to be first, you know, take care of myself, what I was doing unrighteously.
Yes.
And saying, I'm going to meetings to help other people. But meanwhile, I'm rolling my eyes, judging everybody, and then feeling judged because I'm doing the same thing. So, and when I stop doing it, it doesn't matter when someone rolls their eyes. Because I know where it's coming from now, because I'm outside of myself, finally.
Yes.
Saying, you know, that's a sick, suffering person. I suffered from it. Let me pray for that person. Mm-hmm. Then I can truly do what James is saying, forgiveness, because it's about him wanting to love that person, just as he wanted to love me.
Amen. Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
And if we're the ones that are loving him because we're keeping his commandments, then I got to stay pure of heart.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Also knowing that half your thoughts aren't your own.
Amen.
And that stuff coming. And I just want to share, when I first learned this, I went to Henry Wright. The lady next to me was healed of 17 incurable diseases, and one person there was healed of 21 diseases. One lady was on 20/20, the most sick allergic person in the world. She was healed there. I came back, and he was on one guy I just had trouble forgiving, this customer that really just screwed me bad. And he had tons of money, and I was trying to help the guy. Every day it come to my mind, I'd be like, I forgive him, bitterness, get out of me. Then went on for like 2 months, and then all of a sudden, come to me one day, and the Holy Spirit come on me, and I sounded like one of them old women intercessors that are just powerful. I mean, I can't do that, but it just come out. I started praying for him, his family, and God to move and stir up his gifts, bring him the calling in his life, all this stuff. And you know, when I was done, I was like, wow, that was cool. And then for like 2 months, he never came back to my mind, because he's coming every day. And then he came one more time, and I just did it myself. It didn't sound near as good as when the Holy Spirit did it through me, but I did it the best I could and never had another problem. But I was having it every day. So that's why it says, pray for your enemies. If we'll really pray the way the devil doesn't want us praying, he'll quit attacking us with thinking about
it. Amen. That's a great story.
Because we're loosening things even in our prayers too.
Yes,
you know,
totally.
We're loosening.
It all goes back to the old secular thing. I'll forgive, but I can't forget.
Yeah, well, right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what most people have.
And people are deceived.
Yes.
They're being deceived.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Or if you knew what that person did to me, you would feel the same way. Well, first of all, feelings aren't facts, so.
Exactly.
It's knowing it's not them. It's the demonic stuff in them that's having them do it.
What you said.
Yeah. That's right. God loves them like he loves us through our demonics.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
We're not exactly out of time, but we're getting there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so what strikes me, what I believe the Lord wants us to do in these last few minutes, we had a lot of people hanging on. They've been listening. I know the Lord has touched their hearts and caused them to think about their own life, the things they're struggling with and suffering with, whether it be, you know, diabetes or heart issues, arthritis, Crohn's disease, whatever. And I think it'd be great if those people listening would listen even harder right now as we come to a close. We have about six minutes. Well, yeah, I mean, really hang on to.
I just want to add to that, because I think some people think when we talk about these things that we're being oppressed by, whether it's not only the physical, it's anxiety, fear, depression.
Emotional.
Anyone who's listening, that if you have any emotional disorders, these are the things that God is freeing us. He came to free us. He already did it. We just have to receive. So you already have everything you need.
Amen.
So...
That's and with good. That, I'm going to ask James to pray. And keeping in mind, you're listening, you're not here with us, but God is with you.
Amen.
And James is not telling God what to do.
No.
He is listening in the Spirit and praying in the Spirit so that what God wants to do for you, you receive it, you will. God will bless you.
Amen. James. And God works through people. That's the way he set it up. We are the body.
Yes, we're co-heirs with him.
We think that, it's a body of people. No, if we're only only Christian on earth, we are his body on earth.
Amen.
So with that, I want to say all autoimmune disease is you're actually hard on yourself, judging yourself. So let's forgive ourselves first. Father, forgive me. Just repeat after me if you have any autoimmune disease, rheumatoid or Crohn's or diabetes. Father, forgive me for judging myself. Lord Jesus, if I could be perfect, you wouldn't have had to die for me. But I can't be perfect. So you did die for me. So I release myself to make mistakes. I reject all thoughts of against myself, of judging myself, of being hard on myself, being critical of myself. In Jesus' name, I command every spirit of infirmity, you leave, everyone that's repented of this prayer, in Jesus' name right now, I command all insecurity around relationships to go. Roots of allergies. All allergies, leave everyone at the sound of my ears in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Amen. I forgive me for comparing myself to others.
Yes.
Amen.
Especially unbelievers. Yes. They're going to hell. Amen. Command all jealousy to leave and come out of every one of these people in Jesus' name. Any diseases from jealousy, you leave these people in Jesus' name. And the anointing does heal people sometimes without repentance. I'm not saying it doesn't. It's just you'll get one out of 1,000 versus spiritual roots. You might get 10 out of 11. So I command all sickness to leave everyone listening that's receiving right now in Jesus' name. And I release peace and joy and health in everyone at the sound of my ears in the name of Yeshua the Christ, Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen,
Lord.
Amen. We agree.
Lord, and I would love it. Those that were delivered today were healed to call us. Let us know.
Yeah. Yes. Glory to share God.
Your testimony.
Testimonies. Awesome.
And, you know, down the road, the Lord may put us to bring you on the air and share it with us.
Yeah.
People need to hear this because it's absolutely true what God is doing. I have to say thank you to everybody here, certainly Ed and Ann, for co-hosting, holding me up. Being there, supportive. I feel like the three of us are, I know, feel is like, again, brain chemistry. I know in my spirit, he's drawn us, the three of us together to do this. And as always, Luann and James to share again. You're here.
Yes. Love coming.
You're here a lot because God wants you to be heard from a lot. And again, tune in on every Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. for Kingdom Recovery. You don't have to be a recovering alcoholic, drug addict, sex addict, gambling addict, whatever, because we're all addicted to something. And if we're saved and you know Jesus wants to clean us, heal us, so I guess you might say it's a holy washing machine.
Amen.
You know, that God wants us to be totally blessed in this life. Don't wait until you die and go to heaven when you can have kingdom living right now.
Kingdom mentality.
I thought I was living with vertigo, but it was just a spin cycle.
But listen, we are not spinning anything here. It's totally the truth. Thank you for listening. And we have about 2 minutes, but I'll tell you what, we're going to go. We're going to have our clothes, and maybe there's some music that'll play at the end. I have no idea. God bless you. See you next week.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
The book of Revelation describes a future day when Jesus will return to earth as the King of Kings. At this dramatic moment, the heavens will burst open and Jesus will appear on a white horse. Those who love him will bow down to worship. Those who don't will rise up against him. Today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll teaches from Revelation chapter 19. In this study, we'll examine this binary moment of decision when Christ followers will worship our Savior and Lord, and those who deny him will suffer the consequences. Chuck begins with prayer.
There is no one else who deserves the title that your son has claimed, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And we, your followers, our Father, bow before you today, acknowledging him as the preeminent one, the Lord of Lords.